After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
The women are off their medication. It's The Real Housewives of Orange County Reunion Part 1, Season 11, Episode Number 19, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. It's The Real Housewives After Show Reunion Part 1 with the OC ladies featuring the legendary Miss Britney Spears.
Yes.
She's an honorary OC lady.
She is. If you have not listened to Glory yet, where are you? What are you doing? I'm serious.
With your life.
I even made this one listen to it all the way to Palm Springs the other week.
It wasn't bad.
Thank you. Yes. I'm like, T, thanks. That's a great album. But anyway, if you want to see us do the mannequin challenge, make sure you check us out on the AfterBuzz TV Instagram, because Thomas Hill with a good idea.
Yes. So much fun. You guys got to check it out.
Yeah, so good.
Yes. But
that's at AfterBuzz TV, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. I'm just loving this song, though. But we're going to get into some more of this
show. This is just a listening party, guys.
Yes. Who are we and why are we here? I'm Grants _ Rants on Twitter. And next to me is Christy.
Hello, everybody. My name is Christy Olson. And you can find me at Christy Reports.
Hey, everyone. I'm Thomas Rulina. Find me at Thomas Rulina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
And I'm Blake V, dancing it out. Find me on all social media across the board at Blake V Media.
Yes.
Watch those arms, girl.
I had an incident. This weekend.
You got long arms. You know what?
You know,
it's okay. We were all there.
And I'm a very passionate dancer. So
do what you
watch out. Mm-hmm. Watch out.
As Britney says, no shame in the game. Just conflict. All right. Let's talk about the show. This reunion, I mean, I think there's so much more to come because they kind of wet the palate with this one, but we need to get in a little deeper. But I still enjoyed it nonetheless. Vicky is there. She, oh, God. What am I saying here?
We went so far back. We started Vicky right back at the beginning.
The boat. Yes. Mm-hmm. So she says that in the Brooks days, she should have been more Megan-ish and done more research against Brooks. She did say that everyone was right, he's a bad guy. But then, only a few months ago, she said that he was her soulmate and that she couldn't wait to die to be with him in the afterlife.
Heather brought up that very crucial point.
Mm-hmm. Who speaks like that?
I'm sorry. It's like even about
who's
a waiting good boyfriend.
I know. They're acting like it's some Romeo and Juliet, like the drinking stuff type thing. Like, oh, I can't be with you in this lifetime, but I would do anything. I have to wait for the afterlife. And it's like, this guy's a piece of what? You know what I mean? Will you sit down?
Her stance is always going to be the same. I feel like Vicky is always going to, you know, have that same opinion about what she went through. Nothing's going to change.
I've got to say, I still feel for her on this one, though.
Really?
I do, guys. I do.
Oh, no. Tell us.
I know that Brooks proved to be whatever he proved, but she loved him. I don't care if he was, like, a murderer. She loved him, and he made her happy. And so on some small level, it makes me sad that nobody would let her have him. Mm-hmm. And even to this day, she still has to reconcile the fact that she wasn't the one that chose it.
Yeah.
She didn't get to have the upper hand and say, oh, I'm so upset, I'm, you know, discarding you. She was sort of bullied into it or forced into it by the other women who were, like, really aggressively targeting her.
Yeah.
So I think that's also a struggle. I think she's kind of struggling with the fact that she didn't really make that decision. And, like, I kind of feel bad for her.
The women made the decision for her.
Yes. And she had to, I mean, there was really no other way but out, so she kind of had to fall out of it. But I think in her heart, she still really is connected to him, feels for him, misses him, all of these things. And, like, we all see what he was, and it wasn't good, but there's still that tiny level of, like, she loved him regardless. Yeah.
Where was the clip when she said, I'm calling Brooks, in the back of the car?
Oh,
where was that?
Yeah.
I was waiting. This is why I get pissed sometimes with Andy, because I feel like there's a degree of laziness. And I'm like, look, where is this? This was a moment where he came up in the season. like there's a clip to refer to. Like I was this was something I want to see at the reunion. I don't see us going back to it.
I agree with that.
There's a
I
lot of references that are missed sometimes, and it's a little frustrating.
I get a little irritated. But
do you think it's to paint whoever it is they're trying to do the montage recap about in like a better light or a different light? Like, do you think there was any strategic reason why they left that clip out? Because that was a pretty crucial clip.
Don't you want to know if he ever called her back? Like, what came of that?
He talked about it in an interview and said that he never did speak to her again after that. I do remember reading that.
I do remember you reading that.
We need Vicky to to lament this.
This is like hours and hours of footage. They're probably like, you know, we can't add everything. But
well, there's been a lot of speculation if Kelly watched the show before she actually was on it. She did confirm that she watched all the episodes, but she binge watched the ones after Lydia started. And so everyone's like, oh, so you did watch? And she said, well, when you work for a corporation, unlike these ladies, I do the research. And Heather Dubrow was not too happy. Did you catch that reaction?
Yes, I felt that shade.
Anyway,
I really don't think that Kelly Dodd should brag about being intelligent or, you know, successful work. I just think that's not her wheelhouse as much as she thinks it is coming across as being intelligent. And so she should just stop trying.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes.
Fair enough.
You know, Chris, you definitely have a point. There are some moments in this episode where it's like, are you there? Like, just a few. Just a few. But look, I mean, I love this woman on the show. God bless her.
Oh, yes.
She is. God, she definitely added a lot to this season.
She's making more money than I am, so good for her. Vicky tells...
Sad but true.
Vicky tells Shannon to get off of her show, and instead of saying bye, Felicia, she says goodbye, Felicia. I'm like, oh, well, this is why you shouldn't be saying that. This is why this is not right.
She added
she did add her flair.
She did that.
Yes. And then I have to say, Vicky, in that first 20 minutes, kept trying to really flip the switch on Shannon, but Shannon was unmoved. And some of the stuff that Vicky said to her would have flipped my switch.
Shannon almost, like, it was almost annoying to me how Shannon, much she wasn't reacting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
You can't say certain comments to me, because Shannon kind of kept cutting, like, shutting it down, too, and was like, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, all right. As opposed, like, me, I'll just keep going, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I can't relate to, like, her being there, like, post. And I guess it was, like, maybe 10 o'clock in the morning, and I don't do anything before noon.
I think maybe even earlier.
Oh, well.
Yeah, they arrive at, like, 7 a.m., and they go till 9 p.m.
Yeah.
I wonder, too, how much of it might have been the reaction that Shannon got this season, because, you know, the reunion was filmed not too long ago, just a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. So she's had enough feedback this season to really, like, gauge.
To see what the audience feels
about her. Exactly. And she's, you know, she's had some moments
this
season.
She's smart like that.
Exactly. Yeah. So I could very well see her kind of being calculated in her kind of display on the reunion and really kind of saying, like, okay, no matter how much they rile me, I'm just going to maintain to make it seem like, you
everything's
know,
okay.
like everything's okay and I'm not really bothered. And the way I was portrayed was not true, and blah 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 along those lines.
Well, my favorite moment of a couple episodes past was when Tamara said that she's the Rodney King of the OC, and we had that flashback in this episode, which I just love. I can't with her. But she said, shockingly, this was a thing that really stood out to me almost above everything else, was that she has a good relationship with Simon right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's surprising.
Was pretty earth-shattering. I feel like we kind of moved on from it quickly, but that's major news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she said she attributes it to her son distancing himself from his father, and that opened up Simon's eyes. But I thought those two were, like, forever going to be done. Like, never, like, ever speaking. So that's a development.
Yeah.
It's a big development, and it's interesting that development, however, has not brought the children back to their
hopefully
respective
parents.
Hopefully
it will, though, considering that the son is now with Tamara. Hopefully the daughter will follow suit. Hopefully.
Exactly.
There's still room.
Exactly. And Tamara's been saying she really placed a lot of blame on Simon and, you know, kind of putting him at the fault of separating her children from her and, you know, him kind of influencing it. So if he's going to lead the pack on that and kind of I don't know.
Facilitate this whole thing.
Exactly. Facilitate the reconciliation. Yeah. Like, maybe that really will lead the kids
That would
more
be
towards
really
her.
Epic.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly couldn't wait to let Tamara know that she does not believe that she's a good Christian. And, of course, Tamara didn't take this very well. And Kelly's defense was, she was, like, saying, like, oh, well, Tamara, you're two-faced. You say one thing and you talk about me behind your back. And even Megan was like, I can't think of an experience at all in this season when she was two-faced.
Even if she was, there's no commandment that says thou shalt not be two-faced.
I know, right?
So what does that have to do with being a Christian? Like, so I thought she was going to really go hard
on something.
That's
number 11. Yeah. That's not on the standard 10 we're used to.
Okay.
That
yes.
one was added later, number 11.
Subtext, yeah.
It's a revision. It's a revision.
Yes. It's in pen.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I knew this Christian conversation would come up, and you know, I think Tamara, they actually really helped her out, and they gave her that flashback of all those moments where she was like trying to be a better person. Yeah. You know, she got on the phone, she said, well, let's get this together. Like, you know what, I'm tipping my hat to Tamara this season. You did try. I mean, I know people do not care for Tamara, some people watch the show, including those people too, but you know, I mean, we've seen far worse behavior coming from the other side.
Oh
yeah, you know.
Yes.
Kelly, so.
It kind of sucks that Kelly and Tamara fell out because of her comment in Ireland, but you can tell that with Tamara, she was nice to Kelly. Mm-hmm. She wanted her to be part of the crew, but you know, I feel for Tamara in that situation. If you know, you're doing so much for somebody and they bite the hand that feeds you, of course you're going to turn a leaf and not want to be cool with that person anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they could have been such fun friends.
I still think that they
guys,
will be.
You think Tamara and Kelly will?
I feel like they
There's
will be.
There's potential there. More than the others.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shannon, I don't know where things are going to go with Shannon because she's just icing out.
She's
you know,
just
Vicky, she's not
fun.
Into Kelly. Yeah, she just well, she was under a lot of stress this season.
And Heather is not going to budge with those two either, with Kelly and Vicky.
Yeah,
she really isn't.
Like not
that,
now.
She's not going to be fooled again. You know, someone like that is like not going to fall for it. I wish that they could all. I do kind of wish they could all just bury it and we could like move on. Because unfortunately, I think that this is going to require someone to leave, and I don't really want anyone to leave. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. We'll see. There's plenty more of show to discuss, including the next 2 weeks. So
yeah,
we'll see, and we'll get to our thoughts on what's next for these ladies, of course, as things roll out. Andy said that Kelly was perhaps one of the she said she is the most polarizing housewife that they've had on the show.
Oh, thank you. It's just an example of what I was referring to earlier.
Yeah, knock, knock, knock. Yes. And they asked her if she had any regrets. She doesn't regret any of her behavior, any comments, nothing except for how she talked about her husband, which she referred to him as Hitler. So she's like, yeah, we're better for it, I guess. Like, she like put on this whole thing like, oh, our marriage isn't in better shape, like we're good. I don't know.
You know, something that I wanted Kelly to do was at least apologize for one or two things that she did, because, you know, she was in the wrong at some point, and I feel like for Andy to ask her, do you have any regrets of what you've done to these ladies, and she said nothing, I feel like she would be more likable if she were able to just
admit
one or two things.
Yeah.
Because clearly on the episode, the reason why these women are not in her favor is because of some of the actions that she's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Her position's interesting because she may not have said anything on the reunion, but I mean, she did notoriously throughout the season apologize after every single incident that she did.
True.
So that one's hard for me to say because, you know, I guess when pressed, she doesn't really fess up, but I think that's part of her kind of like tough girl, you know, persona that she's kind of trying to put out to the world. She's not really in a situation where she's feeling attacked, she's not really willing to let go that way and apologize or address anything she's done.
I agree with Andy that she is polarizing, but I also think that she's very complicated.
Yeah.
She's a very complicated person, her personal life and with her family and the situation with getting the divorce. Like, everything is hers. It's a hard,
drama.
Kind of a hard life. It's a very full life.
I kind of see if they bring her back, something that would be good for her to turn things around would to have, like, a therapy session. Like, Portia Williams on Atlanta sees therapy, and she was, you know, dubbed as this angry person. So for her to do something like that, I really think that there's room for growth for people to like Kelly.
For sure.
So this is just kind of, like, the first step.
Yeah, you know, when they were showing the initial, kind of the first scenes that we saw Kelly in, when she was being fun and she was being funny and she was having a good time with the ladies, I went, oh, yeah, that's right. I really liked her at first.
Yeah.
You know, and if we could get that Kelly back, I think, you know, we could, we're all going to forget about what happened this season. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Well, Tamara made a good point. She said, how can everything be perfect now when you said that he was a narcissist? And I know that those people don't change because I've lived with one. And Kelly didn't have anything really to say to this. She just said, like, oh, are you a therapist now? Do you have a doctorate? And it didn't go anywhere, but I think Tamara had a really good point there.
I think the point that Kelly was trying to make, she just didn't make her point well because she didn't want to say it fully, which was that, oh, well, you know, he's successful and he has a big ego, so i.e. he bought me this big old house and I'm going to put up with it.
Yeah.
Is that basically what she was saying?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's the whole reason I've said, I don't know anything, but that's why they're together for the money.
Right. Which I think has kind of been her struggle the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
She has certain thoughts and certain things she's trying to get across, but it like, doesn't really come out that way.
Even on Watch What Happens Live, I felt like those were her moments to just really capitalize, and I just felt like it wasn't there. Like, she wasn't able to, like, get herself out there as
she's not eloquent.
Did you see her on Watch What Happens Live? Did you watch that?
Yeah, it was so bizarre. Yeah.
She didn't want to be there, but they had all those calls from the dome calling. Like, what a mess. God, it was a disaster of a show. I kind of felt bad for her because that was a really bad experience to have on a show like that, which could be fun and could be something you could go on and say, I'm going to make sure these points come across.
Yeah, a platform. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She claimed that Tamara and Shannon had people calling in to pretend to be fans and asking her certain questions. Yeah. And then changing their question.
And we saw those suspicious tweets.
Mm-hmm. That all unraveled. Because, like, every time there was a call for Kelly, you could tell in her face, she's like, it's happening.
She knew.
I'm getting a call. It was sad.
See, and then that's, like, yet another setup.
Right.
I mean, regardless of what she's done, I mean, we've seen her behavior. I do feel like she's kind of been set up in a lot of scenarios the other women haven't been.
She was set up here, but it wasn't a setup. I believe it wasn't a setup to Shannon or Tamara. I listened to Tamara on shout out. Oh my God, I can't remember your name. I'm so sorry, but shout out to the our listener who tweeted me and recommended that we listen to Heather McDonald's podcast. Listen to that show. Very good show. Listen to it twice to try to get some intel. And Tamara talks about these groups that exist that you can't search for. They're on Facebook. That she belongs to some fitness ones, but there's apparently one that have they like attack Bravo celebrities. But she claims she nothing to do with it. She talked about the reading we had last week.
Yeah, where she was saying, oh, I don't know how you can get your call through, but good luck. Like, that crap.
Yeah. She talked about that, and she basically paraphrased it and was like, oh, well, you know, I just told them, like, I don't know, I can't help you, good luck, but, you know, I let them do all the talking. That's how she put it on that podcast. So she pretty much wiped her hands clean of all that and said that was like another group. So I don't see these ladies really going that far. I know people listening would disagree with me and say, you know, it's very in the likelihood that Shannon and Tamara would coordinate such things, but I don't know. It's just like to like recruit like hateful people to call up and like keep bringing up like an affair she had 3 years ago. I don't know.
It could just be crazy fans too, you know? Sometimes fans take it to another level that maybe people aren't really
something.
Welcoming or encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
Well, we finally got the answer to what that comment was at the 70s party where, oh God, what's her name?
Jackie.
Nina? Jackie. Yeah, where Jackie said, this isn't going like I thought. That was like the real, like, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire moment. We're like, wait a minute. I remember, Blake, you were like, that was a setup.
Yep.
So she said that, basically, this girl said that, oh, this isn't going as I thought, because I was invited to so many parties, and I thought that this one was going to be the most fun.
No,
Listen, if I'm invited to a party that's being filmed for The Real Housewives, I'm not going anywhere else that evening but the party that is being filmed for Real Housewives.
Amen. Okay?
Exactly. And I somehow feel that Jackie or Nina, whichever the heck one it was, probably does feel the same way, and I'm still calling BS on this one.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I don't believe this at all. I mean, especially having a conversation beforehand. I mean, who's going to be there? How is it going to be? You know what I mean? I just, it doesn't all add up to me.
Yeah. Even Tamara thought that this was a setup originally. She was like, yeah, it just didn't look good. And Megan chimed in. She said her mom saw the other, like, Shannon take them over to the corner. And so it just didn't, it did not look good for Shannon. Shannon didn't like say no to really anything. She was just like, I wouldn't do that. Like, I'm not going to throw a party for that reason. But she didn't get too fired up about it. So it's interesting.
It was too weird. Yeah. It was just too weird to have it be like purely coincidental. I mean, it was really like the logistics were strategic. The geography was strategic. Like the counterparts were strategic. It was just all a little too weird for me.
Yeah. They're all mic'd up.
Yeah.
You know, I noticed that stuff because it's like, I don't know. The jury's still on that one, but I want to believe that I want to believe that Shannon doesn't set people up, but I don't know. I'm sure that plenty of people believe it. Look at the comments on this show. You know, I mean, you know, everyone's definitely taking sides, and that's the sign of a good season, though. You know what I mean?
If she doesn't set people
this
up,
this season is very polarizing, guys.
Yes, I'm okay
really
with
it. It really is, and I love polar bears. So, if Shannon doesn't like to set people up, then why was she forcing Kelly to drink so much in Ireland?
Well, we're not there yet. Yeah, as they said,
she's got an answer. There's an answer for that too.
They're apparently gonna get all up in that.
This was all like typed in notes the night before. Like, I know these questions are coming, so these are my answers because she's ready right on.
See, I want to defend Shannon because I just want to believe that she's a better person than that. But I don't. You know, I mean, I do kind of think that, but I don't know. They are presenting these scenes, I mean, rewind the tapes, you know? So, I'm going to keep watching. We'll see what she has to say. But speaking of Shannon, Vicky says that David is dead to her, and they talked about that moment where he, like, charged her, but no, she charged him. But basically, they just took steps towards each other's face.
It was less of a charge, more of like a slow crawl.
Yeah. And Shannon questions why Vicky walked up to him, and I thought about that, too, because I'm like, if Vicky knows things, perhaps, about David's past.
Yes.
Why would she approach him in anger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. That's true. And she was even saying at the end of the finale, you know, I'm scared for Shannon and this and that, and making a lot of implications. So if she truly feels that way about David, and you're ticking him off and he's coming at you, she certainly did not seem fearful in that scene. No. And she didn't mention being fearful even tonight when we were talking in the reunion.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, let's take a look at a word. Right here, from HelloFresh. HelloFresh is the meal kit delivery service that makes cooking fun, easy, and convenient. Each week, HelloFresh creates new delicious recipes with step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes for everyone. For everyone, from novices to seasoned home cooks, short on time, which is always a good thing. HelloFresh sources the freshest ingredients, very good, measured to the exact quantities needed, so there's no food waste, another important thing. And they employ a full-time registered dietitian on staff who reviews each recipe to ensure that it's nutritionally balanced, and it's all delivered to your doorstep in a special insulated box for free.
Nice.
Yes, so we are here to talk about this product and share our thoughts on it, and it sounds pretty healthy to me, and if you love to cook, well, and you're working, if most people have, you know, long jobs, you get things coming in, and you want to cook, and this is just everything you need, like, packaged to go.
Yeah, that's, you know, so what nice. I like about this? They've taken the math out of it.
Yes. Oh,
the
yes.
nutritional math, the measuring. No numbers. Yeah. Math, thank you, HelloFresh.
Yes.
And going to the store.
I know. Yeah.
When I get done with work, I'm like, the last place I want to go is the grocery store. So, yes,
and
please.
My eating habits aren't that great either. Like, I need to know. Like, I wish I had that confidence where I could be like, look, I'm eating this, as many greens as should be here, enough carbs, and then, you know, like, it's balanced. Like, that's the stuff that I struggle with. So it sounds like this is like it's at your door in an insulated box, you know, healthy, all good things. So, we are going to let you know that the unique promo code for this is BUZZ, and you can find this on HelloFresh. And for $35 off your first week of deliveries, you get by using this. So, visit HelloFresh.com and enter BUZZ when you subscribe.
That sounds awesome.
Right.
Yes.
Bon appetit, y'all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. Kelly is labeling Shannon at this point in the reunion mean and spiteful. And then Shannon's like, well, are you playing by the rules? Well, are there rules? And this is when the ladies...
That was actually a pretty good
forth.
Point.
But yeah. People had some pretty good comebacks on this reunion.
Yeah.
Like how Tamara was like, that's what we do here, kind of schooling Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that part too.
Mm-hmm. And even Kelly even said, well, I played dirty. And I'm like, well, You gotta respect that. If you're gonna say, you know, it's like New York and Flavor of Love. She says, I'm not a wolf in sheep. She says, I'm not a wolf in sheep's clothing. I'm a mother effing wolf. You see me. I'm coming at you. So I'm kind of like,
hashtag swoon.
Yes, yeah, so like, I respect that. When you let someone know, when you let someone know, like, oh no, we're gonna do this. Like, it's like, all right, we're in. Mm-hmm. So, but man, Kelly just has a lot of negative energy though around her too. It's fun, but like that side of the couch, I'm like, oof.
Yeah.
It's like,
He's just like, the whole couch is going to tip over backwards or something. You've got that was not a rude comment about Megan's baby weight.
No.
Because she looks great, and that dress was gorgeous.
That was.
But you've got Heather, who, God bless her, she's got the right, she's sitting there with the leg, perfect posture, like, not a care in the world.
Even the hair, like, with it parted, had, like, just the right, like, longer scoop on the side to which she tilted her head. It was just, like...
She is a very gorgeous girl.
Yes.
She is.
And then rotate that energy over a little bit further to the right and then across Andy, and it's like, whew, some dark times.
I do feel, though, that Kelly gets that way when she is feeling
attacked
mm-hmm. and pressured and tension, and I think that when she's really kind of trying to deflect and defend herself, she gets that negativity, and it's really sort of just... defense, yeah. I think.
If this there's like no stop. There's no break.
Exactly. And if this were a scenario where, say, all of the ladies liked her or were welcoming her in this reunion, I think her energy would have been so much different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, she definitely has a wall up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, she says that what the hell is this? I can't read my writing at this point. Let's talk.
Groundbreaking, about,
yes,
people.
Kelly says it wasn't ace. Kelly says it wasn't a secret that she was engaged. And then the flashback, we saw that she did say that she was engaged. But then there was this whole back and forth where Shannon was saying, yes, but you were having an affair because the man was married. And she maintained that she was not having an affair because she was separated. But technically, this was an affair because the man was married. It was an affair on her part. It was an affair on his part. But she knew, but she refuses to fill in the blanks. You get what I'm saying?
Think she was going to get away with that? Like, that's the worst deflection ever.
Thank you.
You're BFFs with Vicky now, and that's the best deflection you can come up with? Ooh, come on, girl.
One. I like it.
But
yeah.
I have questions.
Okay, we're here for it.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. So how was Shannon just suddenly best friends with the affair guy's wife? Because she's like, oh, yeah, she showed me everything, blah, blah, blah. Well, how?
The dates were correct. It was like March something.
And how do you even know her? First of all, I'd like to address that. Second of all, is Shannon really the person to be throwing affair stones?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think what she's trying to do. At the glass affair house? I mean, let's be real.
I feel like what she's trying to do is because she's so hurt from what has transpired this season that she's bringing up anything she can to hurt Kelly back. It's more just like a mechanism to take attention off her situation and bring light to... Yeah. No one really cared about Kelly's situation and the whole affair thing. I mean, at the 70s party, yes, but it wasn't a topic until now at the reunion that Shannon's blowing it up.
That's true, and it's something for her to kind of get on her high horse about, like, oh, my husband did this to me, I know how it feels, and you broke up a family, and it would just seem like it was a thing that Shannon wanted to latch on to.
That's who Shannon was this season for me. Yeah. I feel like anything that she could do, it was just like bringing negative effects to other people.
Yeah.
I couldn't gravitate towards her this season.
I don't know. I do kind of side with Shannon, though, with like she doesn't want to see another family go through what she has. She's sensitive to that because she's experienced this other woman who is pushing her way in on her husband. And
I think you shut your mouth on something that's sensitive to you. Why bring it up? You just went through so much S with your husband and broadcast it for your children to see and everyone in the world to see. If it's really sensitive and you really think it's going to hurt a family, don't talk about it. Because that's what brings it up to people's kids. And
now
Jolie, Kelly's child, is going to go to school and they're going to see, Shannon was your mom and kept affair and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, if you really want to respect the family, don't talk about it. Kelly didn't have anything to do with your life, Shannon. So why are you going to muddle up her life and do all that? That's what I think.
There's no argument against that. Yeah. That's a good one, Blake.
Shannon is trying to defend Shannon's trying to defend the married woman. The woman that...
It doesn't matter.
She doesn't need to.
Is Frank the affair guy?
Frank's ex-wife.
Okay, so It doesn't matter. Because no, Frank is... who's Frank? The one that Kelly had the affair with?
Oh, Frank Ultimo, the guy that she's
Isn't that the
with.
One that she's trying to say that she hasn't had
Yeah.
Is he different?
I'm talking about the man that Kelly... the married man that Kelly slept with.
Oh, yeah. Shannon, that's not Frank. I just assumed. Okay.
Well, she did apparently sleep with Frank, too. No, she did sleep with Frank, too, apparently, allegedly. But the married man that Kelly slept with...
Shannon's talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
So I feel like Shannon is looking out for that woman mm-hmm. who is married and didn't know about this affair. However, to your point as well, Shannon should not be putting this out on TV because it's not going to help things for this married woman who's now in a mess now on Bravo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So
I don't think it matters. And regardless, end of the day, this married woman married this man that's cheating on her and having a public affair. So what, you're going to try to throw that in her face again too? The whole thing is bad on Shannon's end. Shannon is trying to defend the wife of the man that Kelly had the affair with.
Yes, got it.
But in effect, she's bringing it all back up and slapping it in the woman's face because at the end of the day, that woman married a cheating man.
But that's not her fault, though. But that's not her fault of marrying a cheating man.
Well, there's a lot of marriages where the husband doesn't cheat, the wife doesn't cheat. If you get married because you love each other, you love each other. You don't cheat on each other.
Well, yeah, but it's not, I mean, if someone's straight, it's not always, I don't see how you can blame the woman, though. I mean,
I don't know.
We're not in their bedroom. We don't know.
No.
The woman, though.
And I don't think I'm blaming her. I think I'm more so not pouring salt on the wound. Because if she's already been through the affair, why does she need strangers talking about it on national television? Why can't it be her deal because it's her marriage? Instead, Shannon's bringing it up again. Kelly wasn't talking about it. Mm-hmm. Shannon was talking about it. So that's kind of mean for Shannon.
Yeah,
if I were this wife, I would be like, excuse me, Shannon, who are you? And could you, like, stop talking about me on TV?
Yeah.
Because
I don't want you to be bringing me up like this. She and this woman have some sort of relationship now, it seems like.
Which is amazing. Maybe the woman
wanted Shannon to put this out there, to put Kelly in a bad light, to say, hey, you did this to my family, and I want everybody to know that you destroyed my family.
Yeah.
But
very
if that's
well
not
could
the
be.
Case, you're totally right.
Exactly.
And then they should have been mixed up.
And that's totally true. Because let's say they are best friends now, and she was like, Shannon, why don't you do a little popster in
her
for
phone
me?
Is laying up.
Then perfect. You know, but assuming she wasn't, that's all I'm saying, is assuming she wasn't part of this deal, I just feel like it would be hurtful to bring it up out of nowhere. But let's say they are friends, fine.
She was teed up to do
she
all of that.
She was teed up to do it. Maybe. Yeah. Then that is a totally different situation.
Right. All right. Well, let's take a look at some news and gossip. What's going on?
Let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, we all heard Vicky say, get off my show then. And I've always wondered why the housewives don't pull that card more often, like your NeNe's and your, of course, Vicky.
That one.
Well,
yes.
Heather says that Vicky says that every single year at the reunion. Heather says, I'm just surprised that they actually showed it this year.
Oh, wow.
They do try to shy away from things like that because they have this thing.
It breaks
the
wall.
It's the group of friends. It's the circle of friends when we all know that there's, you know.
Well, she did mention it's been 11 years, so I guess it was time to show that type of footage.
She's going to be the only one they let throw that around. Mm-hmm. Heather also said in this interview that the third episode of the reunion is something that some people will never recover from. It is shocking and sad, and whatever comes out is truly unbelievable. So stay tuned for that.
Wow.
Meanwhile,
Shannon's legal drama?
Oh, maybe.
Shannon's legal stuff.
It might be that.
She does storm off stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
And Tamara's dropping some bombs, too, in an interview. She says that the entire cast knew about Kelly's secret boyfriend for the entire season. She's got some secret boyfriend named Frank that she says is her BFF. This is what was being talked about on Watch What Happens Live.
Frank went to that candle party.
Yes.
I don't mean to step on your news and gossip.
No.
Sorry.
Frank was at the candle party. The other ladies met him. Mm-hmm. So they knew about this and chose not to bring it up.
So this is during this season.
Yes.
While she's having the tumultuous relationship with Michael, she's got a side guy.
Those are the claims that the ladies are making.
Okay.
And the most earth-shattering, I think, Real Housewives news that I've probably ever reported is that Vicky has sparked an FBI investigation. I should say Tamara sparked an FBI investigation. Now, there's a topless picture of Vicky Gunvalson that's going around that is from the scene in Ireland where she pulled down her top and showed Terry on the FaceTime her boob. She was talking about... It was basically a consultation.
It was. Yeah.
It was basically a FaceTime consultation.
Yeah. Overseas consultation.
And Tamara somehow has a photo of this without minus the blurring. And it is alleged that Tamara distributed this photo to some 15-year-old girl and asked this 15-year-old girl to put it out online in an attempt to harass and humiliate Vicky. Wow. That is the complaint that a woman has filed with the FBI. Bravo is not commenting. And an attorney who was sort of consulted for an article that I read says, you know, it's difficult to prove something like this. It's likely that nothing will ever come from this. Tamara's not going to get in trouble. You know, they're never going to be able to prove that she did this. Yeah. But there is an FBI investigation regarding Vicky's naked breasts.
My God. I read that she still doesn't help her image, but she was goofing on Vicky with a bunch of production
producers.
Tamara, yeah. And so she snuck that picture when Vicky said hello, and she sent that to the production staff, and then from there it got to this 15-year-old.
How does she have a photo? Did somebody screenshot it? It was a FaceTime.
It sounds like it must be a screenshot.
She took it.
Because who was holding the phone? Heather. FaceTiming Terry.
Right.
And so it was like Heather and Vicky flash, Heather's phone. And I think Tamara was across the way, documenting everything. I could see that, right? Like, from across the way, she probably could have got a good view Vicky saying hello.
That's what the picture is. It is her. She's at the table, leaned back. Yeah.
That was some quick reflexes.
You're going to open up camera. You're going to make sure it's boxed.
Tamara's on these moments.
She's photo op. She likely took a photo of, if this is something that production was involved in, they were showing, you know, her clips maybe during her interview or whatever. They do that kind of stuff. And it came up on the screen and she took a photo of it. It may not have been taken in real time.
Okay.
Because, you know, don't they do that when the ladies are doing their interviews? They show them back clips from stuff that happens.
Probably to get their reactions in present time.
Yeah.
So this photo is circulating online, but we have not seen it yet.
I don't know that it ever actually made it to the internet.
Okay.
Because now there's all these screen grabs of the screen.
It's just so vague and strained. It's like... And Tamara made it available to some unnamed 15-year-old. It's like, what, is Tamara hanging out with,
Are you saying you wouldn't believe this if there wasn't an FBI investigation?
I don't think it's that clear.
I wouldn't believe it if it wasn't Housewives of the OC.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, girl.
But see, I don't think it's that clear. There's someone in the middle there distributing that. I don't believe that. I don't know what Tamara would have to gain from doing that. Unless if she's just a secretly, awful person.
Dude, Vicky Instagrammed her own boobs. Like, she does not need someone to do that for her. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
And was this the may or may not have been the same
from Andy?
And she was naked in the reflection.
Yes, Beats Hydrant. So clearly, this is not the way to embarrass Vicky
Gumbelson. It's a Beats plug.
No. Yeah. And didn't she just have them done somewhat recently? Or something.
You're thinking of her eye job.
I think that was the eye job.
eye job.
Oh, I need to
lift them up right.
Anyway, my point is, I'm sure they look good. I think she's had some work in the last couple years.
Yeah.
It's probably fine.
I will say,
show some boobs.
After looking at social media back and forth, all the news and gossip that Christy has, the stuff that I've been listening to on these podcasts, no one fights as nasty as these ladies in the OC, though.
Yeah. They're vicious.
This season is, like, next level.
It is.
Like, this is really, like, I mean, we've known OC, but this is, like, next level. And I do want to say, Christy, you've been doing a bang-up job on this.
On the gossip, the news and gossip.
Been killing it.
Again, they're making it easy. They're making
you
it
deliver.
So easy.
You deliver every week.
Every week.
I can always say, every show I do with Christy, I can confidently say, when I say we have news and gossip, we're good to go.
Every week it's a new, juicy tidbit. Thanks, guys. That's so sweet.
Well, we will be back next week to talk about part two. And then, God, the way they talked about part three,
we gotta fast
forward quick to get there. So where can we keep up with you guys? Online?
Yes, I've been Blake V. Find me all across the social media board at Blake V Media.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Find me at Thomas Rulina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
Please invite me to these private groups.
I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Yes. It's all Christy Reports. I want to know. I need the juice. And also, Bravo sent me a big old box of goodies for the Vanderpump Rules season premiere tonight. So please check it out. I unboxed it on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/ChristyReports.
Very cool. Yes. I'm kind of curious about this dome, too, but I want to get in trouble. let me know. My Twitter is Grants_Rants, and my podcast put a great new episode today. It's a really good one. Check it out. It's Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. That'll do it for us for the Real Housewives of OC. We'll be back next week.
Adios.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
You know, because
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.